You know that wellness goal you set at the start of the year? It's not too late to stick with it and make your future self proud, especially with the all-in-one nutrition shake from Ka'Chava. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. Stick with your wellness goals. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code FITNESS for 15% off. That's K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code FITNESS.
Off the ball, GAA.
I actually text Tommy Rooney for tips on how to start a podcast. I was pricing ayahuasca retreats, so I think for the safety of everybody, it's better off just to throw all the headspace into an intercounty game.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the ball, GAA.
I'm delighted to be joined by former UL teammates and former Cork and Tipperary Camogie players, Cáith Devan and Julia White, as Electric Ireland previews the Ashburn Cup final, part of the Electric Ireland Camogie third level championships this weekend. This season, through its first class rivals campaign, Electric Ireland will spotlight players from across the championships in the Electric Ireland Player Point of View series and continue to celebrate the unique alliances that form between county rivals as they come together in pursuit of some of the most coveted titles across GAA. Julia, Cáith, how are we getting on?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, all good.
Very good.
Before we kick into things, I might read you out just the last couple of sentences from the Irish Examiner match report from the 2014 Ashburn Cup final, just to set the scene for ourselves a little bit.
Okay.
The pacey Julia White set up Devan to put them ahead with just 5 minutes remaining, and then Devan slotted a free, awarded for a foul on White. Jackman pulled one back, but for WIT, that was it, and it was UL that prevailed. So safe to say you were both heavily involved that day.
Yeah, we were, I suppose. We would have had a good link-up partnership on the field. I suppose it did help that we lived together for 3 years in college. That probably did help. I kind of knew what Julia was going to do, and I'd say she kind of knew what I was going to do. But yeah, it was great. It was really cool to play alongside Julia and other Camogie players of a high standard from all around the country. So yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I suppose it was our third year as well at that stage that we'd been playing together. So I think we kind of knew each other's movements fairly well. And yeah. Just kind of nearly knew where each other would be, like, before even having to look, like, yeah. So yeah, really, really nice moment, nice memory to remember.
Yeah, I suppose, Cáith, WIT did 5 in a row going into that game. Like, what was your memories from the final whistle blowing that day?
Yeah, like, it was just a relief, actually, more so than any other emotion. And that's kind of funny because you'd say, you know, it was elation and excitement, and it was maybe 10 minutes after the final whistle, but the immediate feeling was definitely just relief, because we had come so close the year before down in UL when we hosted after extra time to lose by a single point. So, and like Julia said, we were in our third year, and you were kind of saying, oh my God, like, are we actually never going to win one? Yeah. You know, and because it was a phenomenal WIT team, like, they were just stacked to the rafters of, like, household intercounty names, you know. So it was just sheer relief, like, and like that. Then after you got your head around that we're actually after winning and the final whistle is gone, then you could actually enjoy the feeling.
I suppose it's different with college, really, in that, like, you've got such a small frame. It's not like you can come back and say, Aaron, in a couple of years' time, we'll have another crop coming up, because it's, you know, it's such a small window.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you have your 4 years and that's it. You know, I know then you can go back and do masters or, you know, whatever. But for the majority of players, that's what it is. And it just adds to the uniqueness of it.
Mm-hmm. And Julia, that year was a very special one for yourself and another former housemate of both of yours, I think, Niamh, and when you won the O'Connor Cup and the Ashburn Cup, first two players to do that double, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Niamh O'Dea, yeah, from Clare. It was amazing. It was my first year playing football with UL. I haven't played much football in my life, so it was definitely novel experience. Haven't experienced anything like it since. And Fiona McHale and DJ Collins, they were kind of managing and coaching the team at the time. It was just amazing to even just get to experience the standards of playing at such a high level. And again, like, playing, like, as I said, didn't play much football, but playing with and against intercounty football players, definitely cherished that memory. It was very special, up in Queen's University of Belfast as well. So we were up and down the road, kind of 2 weeks apart. I think we were the first to do that. But at the time, I suppose we weren't really thinking about that. We were just trying to focus on, like, you know, getting over the line. And I suppose camogie was my main sport, has always been my main sport. So that one, I think, probably was like slightly more special and was more, like Cot said, it was a relief that we did it. We just really wanted that for the 3 years that we'd been there. And then I think, like, it was like an additional bonus, I suppose, to win the O'Connor Cup and kind of cherry on top, as opposed to anything else. But yeah, definitely I'd agree with, like, the relief and, like, oh, thank God, like, we did it. So yeah, it was really amazing. I haven't had a season like it since, I suppose. So yeah, it definitely stands out in the memory, 2014, yeah.
Did you keep up the football afterwards?
The following year we won 2015 as well, so we won the O'Connor Cup 2015, so yeah, it was very nice. We didn't win the Ashburn, and yeah, I was really disappointed with that, but yeah, so it was a nice 2 years. Didn't keep it up beyond that, but I've actually just the last year or two recently started playing with Nalaika Erica. They're an LGBT club in Cork, so I've just kind of been playing a little bit with them, but haven't been playing seriously or anything, so yeah, enjoying that. Yeah.
And Cot, you liked it so much, you decided to come back after the degree and join the management panel.
I did, yeah. I just couldn't stay away, I suppose, is the way to say it. But yeah, look, I was very fortunate to get asked to get involved in 18 and 19. Well, 18 originally, and I stayed on then for 3 years, 19 and 20 as well. Adrian O'Sullivan at the time gave me a call and wondered would I get involved, and I was thrilled to. I suppose I was not reluctant at the time, but I realised the enormity of the commitment in a way, because like college camogie is gone to such a level now that it's not just train once a week and have a bit of crack, and you know, it's a very serious operation, and I wanted to give it its due commitment. You know, I didn't want to have to do it. And I suppose I was living at home in Clonoulty, Rossmore, and I was teaching inside the presentation in Thurles and playing myself. So I was like, will I be able to do this? But look, it was one of the best decisions I've made to commit to it. Thoroughly enjoyed it, from a different perspective, I suppose. Learned so much about it. Got to work with Dinny Ryan, Paddy Carey, from a management point of view, as I mentioned, Adrian O'Sullivan, and like just like invaluable lessons, I suppose, in how to deal with teams at a high level. Like when you're inside the field, you inside the white lines, you actually don't realise what's going on outside the white lines. You just want to perform. But like, you know, it really gave me appreciation for the whole setup.
How do you go about managing like a third level team? Because it's so different to the inter-county setup and the club setup, and that it's taken very seriously, but the crack, as you know yourselves, is also so important to a college team.
Yeah, definitely. And like, I suppose I was lucky in a way that I was helping out with a little bit of coaching, and I suppose player liaison as well, in terms of the management side, definitely fell to Dinny Ryan, Paddy Carey, and then when Adrian O'Sullivan took it on. So I was lucky from that point of view that I didn't have the responsibility of the overall manager, you know, which is a huge responsibility. But I do think, and Julia will probably agree with me here, that getting the mix between the seriousness and preparing well and the having the fun, because ultimately that's the essence of college. You know, you're in college, you have to have an element of enjoyment. You need to be able to go out and socialize, celebrate the wins, and go out maybe after a defeat or whatever it is. And having that mix is so important. You cannot have one more than the other. And I'm sure Julia will say from our playing days that was vital as well.
On episode 2 of Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors podcast, the stories behind the transfers that almost happened but just about didn't. Focuses on one of the greatest of all time, Pelé.
Pelé. Baba, back to Pelé. Now what's he going to do? He's got the third! Oh, beautiful goal!
how the Santos superstar nearly swapped Brazil for Hanover. And how a Nazi ice machine salesman nearly pulled the deal off. Dropping in your OTB football podcast feed this Monday. Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors.
Yeah, Julia, you'd agree with that. I know it's kind of come away from the semi-final final weekend as such, but those weekends for Yi must have just had some incredible memories, mostly probably off the pitch.
Yeah, definitely. It was great. Like I said, I suppose like we live together, we were in the same college course, same college class, and you just become really, really good friends with these people. And it's the first time, I suppose, you're going through a lot of life transitions, going from secondary school to college, a whole new scene, like learning so many new skills and how to cope with, you know, cooking for yourself and washing and everything. So you're going through all these really, like, I suppose, naturally transitioning stages and bonding. So it's just, you get really, really close, lots of trust built up, and it's just really, really nice then to get to enjoy, I suppose, the way, like, we were lucky enough to have a few wins and to enjoy that, but just, yeah, going out and enjoying just playing together and training together. And yeah, very different, I suppose. You're away from family as well, like with club and county are probably a little bit closer to home, so yeah, they quickly really become your family. And yeah, I think it's just really important to not make it too serious and have the crack and just find a bit of balance. But yeah, they were very fun weekends.
Weekends and weeks.
I'd say if some of those buses could talk.
Yeah. And that was the most crack. Sometimes we never want to hop off the bus coming home from a win. It's just stay driving, Jerry. Yeah. Jerry, our bus driver, was a great man. But like, he put up with a lot. Yeah. I often got the task of going to ask Jerry, can we stop? But and it's funny you said it, like, you know, and you'll mention what's your greatest memory from Ashburn here or there, and you always mention the ones on the pitch, but it's actually probably the ones off the pitch that we'll talk about more and reminisce, and you know, we'll probably, you know, they're
100%. I think I remember us breaking down. Maybe it was when we were in first year, we were coming back from maybe a freshers competition, and the bus broke down outside on Pushing Steel. I'd say we were there a good few hours anyway, and we were all best friends like afterwards. I think it was
a convenient
breakdown. And you know, if that hadn't happened, who knows if we'd been as, you know, it's those kind of moments, I suppose, that you really remember. And the older players as well, like, so it's taking you under their wing. And I didn't know too many people from Cork and UL, so it was just really nice to, I suppose, get to know people from different counties. And yeah, just so much new experiences, and just I can't speak highly enough of it anyway.
And as like both of your secondary school teachers now as well, you'd see the benefit of people in schools getting to play with other club mates. For yourselves as players, how beneficial was it to get to play with probably a lot of inter-county players from other counties?
Yeah, hugely beneficial, I suppose. And, you know, even obviously on the pitch it was, because the standards of training and the standard of the game has gone so high. Like, it's as close to inter-county as you'll probably get, you know. But also the lifestyle that you lead. So like we mentioned, we were living together. Niamh O'Dea was in the house as well. We were all pretty much on the same schedule, you know, going back home for training, nutrition. Obviously there were nights out and that, but like you were kind of learning from each other as well. And, you know, how are they doing it in Cork? How are they doing it in Clare and in Tip? And it's not that you're discussing the setups, it's that, like, you know, well, we train on a Tuesday and a Friday and we do gym on a Saturday, and we, you know, like, it was just kind of becoming aware of what other athletes are doing and having that athlete mindset as well, like, was vital. And I think it kind of it rubbed off on us all nearly. We weren't even aware of it. Looking back, it was kind of, we were in our own little bubble, like, and that definitely helped, you know. And like you said, seeing it in secondary school now, you've girls from different clubs coming in and competing on the one team, and they might be playing against each other then on the weekend, you know, and it is nice. It is lovely. And, you know, and we were able to do it. We were discussing it there this morning. Like, we were the toughest of rivals on the field, but we're able to leave it there and be the best of friends off the field. You know what I mean? So that's vital as well. You know, like, sport is about making lifelong friends, and you need to be able to go hard between the white lines and then leave it inside the white lines, and you know, allow yourself to be good friends off the field.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Kind of, I suppose, brings like a human side to things as well, that you see they're not just like, you know, caught to Banff and Tipperary, like there's the person behind it. And it's nice to see that, and just like, yeah, humanizes the whole thing. Yeah, so 100%. Yeah.
And I suppose just to look ahead to the actual, to the final itself now, UCC and UCD, it's Grace Walsh's Lake Regale is on this evening. And I spoke to her at the launch of it, and I was asking her if there are any moments she was not looking forward to revisit. And Julia, your point in the 2017 All-Ireland final was the first thing she mentioned, but we're going to be lucky enough to see Grace Walsh hopefully appear on Sunday. How great is it to have her enter the fray?
Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah, it's brilliant, I suppose. And great for her as well to get to go back and like experience Ashburn Camogie again, probably from a totally different mindset, I suppose, from when she would have played when she was younger. So yeah, huge addition, like the experience she's bringing, I mean, from all her time in Kilkenny and obviously from Ashburn as well. And yeah, I'd say I think UCD are really lucky to have her on board, and the players, I'd say, are probably delighted as well. Yeah, so yeah, it'll be interesting. I think Cork have a kind of strong panel there as well, though, and so it's coming back, like winning against UL when they were going for the three in a row, like that's probably a big, big win for them. I'd say they're absolutely delighted and will probably gain a lot from that mentally. So yeah, I think Grace will have a huge impact, but I'd say Cork will have a good approach to it as well. Yeah,
I was going to ask you, because you well are out now, there'll be a soft spot there for UCC, will there?
Yeah, I suppose, like, yeah, the UL have been a really, really strong, like, force, I suppose, the last number of years. Caught being involved with the coaching as well, and then winning a five in a row. So yeah, I suppose to knock them off, like, is probably a massive win for UCC. And UCC had fallen to a good few losses, like heartbreaking losses, I think, at the hands of UL. So I think, yeah, massive, massive boost for them. And they've got a lot of players, like with a lot of experience as well. I think that, you know, they're quite young players, but a lot of them, like Aoife Healy and Maeve Murphy, Maeve Ring, a few of them, and Niamh McNamola, like a lot of them have experience with Cork as well. They might not have been starting every match, but they've been involved in a successful setup, I suppose, inter-county. So it could be time that they peak, kind of come to fruition. So yeah, I think definitely there's I don't think there's going to be a huge amount in it. Both teams kind of just won the semis by a fairly small margin. But yeah, I think, yeah, Cork will definitely be, yeah, coming off a big big win from the UL.
And Cott, it's good to see, you know, obviously you'd been disappointed from a UL point of view, but the fact that we've got UCC and UCD now, it's been since 2003 UCC have won it, and UCD 2008, like, it's great to see kind of two new players enter the fray on the final day, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And like you said, look, I was really hoping UL would be in it. We'll always, I suppose, have a loyalty to UL and be rooting for them. But exactly like you said, every competition is strengthened when there's kind of new faces coming to the surface. And this year is no different. Like, UCD are probably traditionally the strongest. I think they have won the most titles going back the years, but it has been a long time since they have won. And it has been a long time since UCC have won. So there's going to be a famine ended whoever wins on Sunday, and which is brilliant too. You know, it will inject energy all of a sudden now next year, no matter who wins. You'll have everybody in College Camogie thinking, God, sure, we bet UCC the year before last and we're good enough to beat UCD. And so, you know, and that's what you want. You need a competitiveness within the competition to keep it fresh, you know. So look, it is great, and it's brilliant that whoever does win on Sunday, they will be bridging a good few years. I think it was
0-3 for UCC.
3, yeah. And 0-8. And I think that 0-8 win was against UCC, actually, with UCD. So yeah, it's an interesting pairing.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Gang, thanks very much. I'll just get one quick final word from both of you. Camogie aside, Cork versus Tip in the park on Saturday night. Who do we think is going to come out on top?
I'll let Julia answer that one first.
I'm still not recovered from last year. Yeah, that was just so heartbreaking. I'm not even going to say. I think I need to see now what Cork can do this season before I put all my hope and faith back into them. No, I don't think they'll. I don't, like, you know, I very much hope that they won't disappear completely. But yeah, I'd say it's been tough to pick themselves back up from that. I suppose there was so much hype around it. Especially, like, you know, Cork were favourites going into it. So yeah, I really hope, yeah, that they, all the work they've done the last years doesn't drop off. But I don't think I'm confident enough yet to be putting my money
She's
on
tentatively
hopeful. But yeah, no, I'm
aren't we all?
Like, yeah, played. Yeah, I know. I don't think they're going anywhere. Like, I don't think it was just a flash in the pan or whatever. So yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm really looking forward to going down to the sellout, I believe. So the atmosphere, Páirc Uí Chaoimh is going to be rocking. A great place to go to play and to be a spectator. Look, we're still on a high after winning the All-Ireland last year. I won't say it came a little bit unexpectedly, but I suppose, like you said, Cork were red-hot favourites going in. We were confident in our ability, but I suppose we knew it would be a big ask. So it was brilliant when we did finally get over the line. But it will be interesting, I think, how it pans out, because I think Ben O'Connor, a win for him and his Cork team is vital on Saturday night, really. You know, they've gone hard early in the league to get wins, to get a bit of momentum. They've put strong teams out, so I think they'll be going hard for the win. And Liam Calvin will not want to bow down to a Cork team, especially in Páirc Uí Chaoimh. So I think it'll be a right ding dong battle. I hope the two teams are strong. I hope they go full strength, or, you know, within reason, as close to it as they can with injuries and Fitzgibbon Cup matches still to play. But I'm hopeful for a Tip win again. Make it 2 from 2. But look, it's going to be a cracker, and I'd say it's going to set itself up for a couple of more matches during the year as well. There's going to be a couple of great encounters between the two counties, hopefully going forward into the summer.
Very good, very good. Excellent. Girls, thanks very much. That's
Cheers.
Great.
Thank you.
Off the ball. GAA.